The male parrot recited a description of Krishna, and a female parrot recited a description of whom? Radha. So Radharani's her tota, she has her pet tota, Manjubhashini. Manjubhashini, Daksha, Shubha. Shubha, Daksha, Manjubhashini. No, Daksha. Daksha is a male, and Shubha is female. And Manjubhashini is female, of course. Then there's Vichakshana. Daksha and Vichakshana. Daksha and Vichakshana, they're two parrots that are pets of Krishna. So now let's hear what this parrot says about Radharani. Shiradikaya Pritaya Sarupata Sushilata Nartana Gana Chaturi Gunali Sampat Kavita Narajate Jaganmano Mohana Chitta Mohani Jaganmano Mohana Chitta Mohani. That's a lot of Mohan. Radharani is really bewildering Krishna. The female parrot said, the affection of Sri Radhika, her exquisite beauty, her priyat surupata, and her good behavior, sushilata. Priyata, surupata, sushilata, shilata. And we say anushilanam, you know, in this verse, definition of what? Anya. Shilanam bhaktiruttama, behavior, proper behavior, shilanam. Shilanam means the behavior. We behave in a way that's favorable, anukulya, favorable to Krishna. So this word is there. Radharani sees su-shilata, most well-behaved. No one can behave like Radharani. And she's su-rupata. Oh, rupata means someone, su-rupata. Rupata means someone with a nice form, but su-rupata means so. Su means so. So beautiful, so attractive. And then Priyata. She has so much Priyata. And we say Radha and Radhika. So when you have this suffix ta, it means extra. You say, oh Priya, Priyaji Radha, Priya Radha, Priyatam Sham. When we say Priyata, Priyata Radha means ta, highest. Highest expression of sweetness and affection is found in Radharani. Priyaji. Pyariju. Her exquisite beauty, her artistic dancing, Nartana Gana Chaturi, and her chanting and singing, and her poetic compositions are all so attractive that they attract the mind of Krishna, who attracts the mind of everyone in the universe. Jagan Mano Mohana Chitta Mohini. So this is Radharani. She's the Chitta Mohini. Oftentimes we hear Radharani is described as Madan Mohan Mohini. But here it's Chitta. Chitta means a consciousness, the very life force of Krishna. Without Chitta, we're finished. So Jaganmano Mohan, Krishna, he attracts and bewilders the universe and even the greatest scholars. Who's the greatest scholar in the universe?
Lord Brahma.
Lord Brahma. And he has four computers. Not one. And he was bewildered. What's the name of that Leela? Brahma Vimohan. Big time bewilderment. Vimohan. Excessively bewildered. Absolutely, completely. How is it this little boy, with yogurt in his hand, he's eating from his hand, one hand eating from the other hand, that he is Ishvara, Bhagavan, Parameshvara, that he's the Adikarta, he's a Jagat Deva Pate. He's the God of all gods, the Lord of all lords, the creation of everything. But he's running behind the cows, and sometimes he's falling in the mud and the cow dung, and it's on his face. And he's crying from his mother. When he's afraid of his mother, he steals someone's yogurt, and then the lady comes and says, oh, your Lala came into my house and stole yogurt. Oh, you're breaking and entering. You're breaking into houses again and stealing, and I'm going to punish you. So she grabs, Yashoda grabs Lala's ear, Nandalal's ear, and then he slips away. Because when you're in trouble, you start sweating. When you're in trouble, you start sweating, so his ear was sweating. So she went to grab his ear and he slipped away. So he said, "You pakuro, I could catch you." Then she took a stick and started chasing him. And everyone knows that. Namamishvaram sachirananda rupam lasat kundalam go kule rajamanam. Yashoda biyoluka ladvavamanam. Paramrista matyantanto druta gopya. Punashuka kai krishna madanna mohan tabegara shloka shuka kariya patan. Mamshidari jagannari chittahari chasarika vihari gop. Oh, this is too good. Punashuka kahe krishna madana mohan tabiyara shloka shuka karila patan. Gauranga heard this glories. Gauranga heard these glories of Krishna and Radha from the parrots. And a male parrot, was listening to this shuk and shadi, to the female parrot speaking. He said, "Are you trying to outdo my sham? Trying to out-glorify my sham?" Ah, shunya. Vamshidari jagannari, chittahari sasharika, vihari gopanari bir, jian madana mohana. Listen, my dear shari, female parrot. So now, listen, I'm going to straighten you out. I'm going to tell you a thing or two. These are some phrases from Mary. Listen, I'm going to tell you a thing or two. Now you listen. Shuniye. So the male parrot turns to his wife and says, "Hey, are you? Kya bolte? What are you saying? You're speaking about your Radharani. You don't know my Krishna? You're saying that he bewilders the universe and she bewilders him and you're leaving it at that? Oh, no. It goes much deeper than that. You're only scratching the surface of Radharani. But now I'm going to show you the glories of my sham. So it's tit for tat. You do like this, and I do like that. My dear Shadi, my dear wife, my Sri Krishna carries a flute. Vamshidhari. Hari steals the chitta, the consciousness, the awareness of Nari. This is so nice. Vamshidhari Jagannari Chittahari. Vamshidhari Sri Krishna. Then Jagannari. Nari means ladies. All the ladies in the universe. Because the female parrot was saying, "Oh, this Krishna is bewildered by my Radharani. Huh. He's only one lady. But what about his bewildering power? He bewilders every lady in the whole universe, including your Radharani." It's called Prem Vivart. Prem Vivart. She becomes bewildered, Vivart. And she says, "Oh, Lalita, where is my sham? And he's coming. Oh, there he is. He's in that tree. He's there. He's standing there under that tamal tree." And she runs, embraces the tree. But it's a tree. And the peacock sitting on the branches with his wings hanging down, tail feathers hanging down. She said, "Look, Krishna's standing under that tree. There's his peacock feather and his pagari and his turban." And she runs there. She sees this glossy bark of the tamal tree. So she becomes bewildered also by Vamshidhari. Vihari gopanari bir jian madana mohana. Krishna is especially the enjoyer of the beautiful gopis. And he is the enchanter of Cupid also. Let him be glorified. So this is competition. Shuk Shadi Samvad. It's like we have debates sometimes in philosophy class or debating class in college. One person makes one point, argument, logic or naya. Then another person says, "Oh no, it's like this. Oh, acha, you said this, but you see the second sentence you said is wrong." Then the students are watching. "Oh, he's right. His point is right." So now, Gauranga is there watching. Oh, Shuk and Shadi Samvad. And he's relishing. So then he says, Punashari kahe shuke kari parihas tahashuni prabhu rohaila vismaya premulas. The female parrot began to speak jokingly to the male parrot. So even birds joke with each other. This is the spiritual world. A lot of joking going on. There's crying, there's laughing, there's joking. Lamentation, hankering, all transcendental. Love-based relationships and exchanges. no envy, no one-upmanship, no get it, I have to get over on you type of consciousness. I have to increase your ulas. My behavior, my speech should be such that your prema increases in waves of ever-expanding ecstasy and joy. Prema ulas. This is what's being said here. Vismaya prema ulas. You become so much relish of prema in the spiritual world, you become vismay. He was struck with wonder, vismay, with ecstatic love to hear the parrot speak. Sri Radha Sange Yara Bhati Tara Madana Mohana Anyata Vishwa Mohapi Swayam Madana Mohita. The female parrot replied, when, because there's this kind of a stalemate here, the female parrot is trying to say that Radharani bewilders the bewilder of Cupid. But then the male parrot counteracts that by saying, Krishna bewilders every woman in the universe, Jagannadi, Mohan. And then the female parrot says, okay, you're making that point that he's Jagannadi Mohita, that you're Krishna. But how does he get that power? Whom does he get that power from to bewilder all the naris in the universe? She says, Radha Sange Yara Bhati Tara Madana Mohana Anyata Vishwa Moha Pi Swayam Madana Mohita. When Krishna is with Radha, yes, then he is the enchanter of Cupid. Otherwise, when he's alone, Anyata, right? No other. Otherwise, when he's alone, he himself is enchanted by Cupid, Kamadev, and overwhelmed by erotic feelings, though he enchants the whole universe. So this is the glories of Radharani. That, all right, you're Krishna, you scored a point, but now I'm going to finish the argument. His ability to attract is based on his association with Radharani. When Krishna is not with Radharani, he stands straight. And he says he walks like a drunken elephant. He's walking straight, symmetrically. And the Uttara Goshta Lila, when he's coming back from the cows and entering, passing through Varsana and onto Nandagram, he's just walking very straight, like this. But when Radharani stands next to Shyam, then he becomes Tribhanga. He becomes bent. Shukshari Uripuna Gela Briksha Dhale Mayoyera Nritya Prabhu Deki Kutu Hale. The parrots flew on the branch of the tree. And then Mahaprabhu began to watch the peacocks dancing. So it's like one act after another. You sit in the theater and then one scene comes and you watch it. Oh, it's a fight scene. Top, top, top. The next thing, they're a chase scene in the sports car. Oh, is that? And then a top, pom, pom, this, that. And then romance, you know, the usual movie. Fight, chase scene, fight, romance, and, you know, killing. An Indian movie. So now the parrots, they created certain waves of joy and bliss in the heart of Gauranga. Enhanced his, her, Mahabhav. And then they flew off the stage onto the branches of the tree. Because where were they sitting when they spoke all this? Quiz. Where were they sitting, we told? In his hand. This is his anga, his branch of his arm, his golden tree of divine love. So now he's looking at the kutuhale. He's looking at the peacocks with great curiosity. Why? Because the peacocks, remember, Mukundadas and Gaurlila. Mukundadas is a great devotee. Who is he in Krishna Lila, Mukundadas? Mukundadas is Brindadevi. Mukundadas is Brindadevi and Krishna Lila. He became a doctor in Gaur Lila. So when he was sitting, he was this being the medical advisor of the Qazi, Muslim ruler. And they came out with a peacock feather. Like, we have a bamboo thing. They came out with some peacock fan. Mayur Punk. Mayur Punk? Mayur Punk. Hey, punk. Mayur Punk, and he's fanning him, and the king. And then Mukunda Das is sitting there, and he sees this iridescent blue and green color of the peacock feathering. Oh, Krishna. Radha, Nikunja, Leela. I'm Leela Shakti. I'm Vrinda Devi. I arrange all these beautiful Leelas. Oh. And went unconscious and fell off the dais. Boom! On the ground. And then the king of the Kazi was very disturbed. Oh, my minister, my health minister, my doctor, my Vaidya. Are you all right? You're all right. He said, no, I'm sorry. There's too much heat up here. So now, Gauranga, imagine that's the experience of the devotee, the Gaur Bhakta, the Radha Krishna Bhakta, Vrinda Devi, Mukunda Das. Now, what is the experience of Radha? When Radha, Gauranga is Radha Bhava, when Radha sees a peacock, the neck of the peacock, what is it? Mayuryera Kanta Deki Prabhura Krishna Smriti Haila Premaveshe Mahaprabhu Bhumite Padila. When the Lord, he was looking curiously, oh, this is my Sham Kanta, my Krishna Kanta. The Kant and Kanta. Kant means throat and Kanta means lover, right? Kant. Kanti Mala, Kanta. Seeing the throat, all this blue, my beloved has a bluish throat, and then remembering the Kanta, then fainting, fell to the ground in ecstatic love. Now we don't hear anything, we haven't heard anything about the Brahman other than the beginning of the story. Prabhure, because now it's an opportunity for him to render service. He was there as part of the entourage in this Leela, the Sanodiya Brahmana from Mathura, great Vaishnava, devotee of Radha and Krishna. And he was accompanied by his servant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Gauranga's servant. He was traveling with him at this time. On his one and only trip to Vrindavan. So now it's time. Service is judged by its necessity. He was passive, but now he sees, oh, my Lord is in difficulty. He's fainted on the ground, absorbed in prema. Now it's an opportunity for me to serve. When the Brahmana saw Mahaprabhu was unconscious, Prabhure Murchita Deki Seta Brahmana Bhattacharya Sange Kari Prabhura Santarpana. He and Balabhadra took care of Gauranga. What did they do? How did they take care of him? What do you do when someone faints and goes unconscious? What is the remedial measure? You're the doctor, you're supposed to know. Aste vyasti mahaprabhur lana bharivas bahirvas jala seka kari ange vastra vatas. Balabhadra Bhattacharya in the sanity of Brahman, they sprinkled water on Gauranga's golden body to cool him down. Then they began fanning them with their cloth. They took up his outer cloth and began to fan him with it. His own cloth. What color is Gauranga's cloth? Saffron, red, yellow. It's the color of the kunkum on Radharani's breast. That's the color of his sannyas color. So they're fanning him, Gauranga, with that. Prabhu Karne Krishna Nama Kahe Uchakari Chaitana Pana Prabhu Yana Garagari. Then they began to chant the holy name of Krishna into the Lord's ear. When Prabhupada was leaving this world and they were administering different medicines, in November and October, in the final moments of his prakat activities, manifest activities here, prachar, lila, you can say. Then devotees on 24 hours, they were doing kirtan. They were engaged in kirtan in his room, very soft, very small kartals, and very softly playing and singing, just very sweetly. All the best kirtaniers in the world were taking rotation. And when the devotees were administering different medicines to Prabhupada, he said, actually, this is my medicine. He pointed to the devotees. Kirtan, the Mahamantra, this is the only medicine. Namo Shadi. So they've administered some medicine of sprinkling cold water on his body from the Yamuna. It's not saying where. Wherever. I don't think they had a Bisleri bottle. They got some Jamuna gel. Some Jamuna gel or some Radhakund gel. And they fanned him. Some wind, some water. But then let's resort to the ultimate medicine. They chanted the holy name of Krishna into the Lord's ear. When Gauranga regained consciousness, he began rolling on the ground. Garagari says rolling on the ground. Sometimes in the afternoon, around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Radharani is back in Yavat, and she's burning in separation from Krishna, viraha tap. So the gopis, they try different remedial measures to cool that fire separation from Krishna. So they begin by lying her down on a bed made of lotus stems, like a box spring, lotus stem springs, lotus stems, interwoven lotus stems, a kind of springy, you know, the stem of a lotus. And then they cover it with so many lotus petals, thousand, 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 like water bed, only lotus bed, Padma Palang, or whatever you'd say. And they gently lay her down there to cool her off. And then they take a lotus leaf, you know, it's like this big. And they dip it in some water that was sitting on the roof in the full moon overnight in a clay pot, very cooling medicinal water. And they're sprinkling that on Radharani's body from head to toe. Her arms, her beautiful golden arms, her beautiful lotus feet, thighs, waist. And as soon as they sprinkle, the water hits Radharani's body, like a pressure cooker. The steam just flies off her body because there's so much intense heat. And then within a few minutes, while they're doing that, then all the flower petals dry up and it all goes like that. She's above the floor like this on the flower petals or like this. And all of a sudden all the moisture dries out of the lotus stems and the flower petals. Then they lift her body up and they put in a bed. In her bed. And then they take chandan, sandalwood, and mix with camphor. They start daubing on her forehead, her shoulders, her neck, everywhere, hoping that this will, camphor and chandan, this should do the trick. Then it dries up like mud after a rainfall in the summertime. Sometimes it rains and then freaky rain, it'll rain and make some mud and then the sun goes out and dries into this mud cakes and cracked mud on the surface. So all the chandan just like this. Fell like that. So then what did they do? And that's in that predicament of Radharani, Prem Vismaya, total bewilderment and Prem. Then some Sakhi leans down in Radharani's ear like Lalita Sakhi and says, Sham, Sham, Sham has come. He's here. They chant Nam Sankirtan in the ear of Radharani. Just as the associates of Gauranga are chanting Nam Sankirtan in his ear. Same Leela, Gaur Leela, Vrindavan Leela. So now the associates of Radharani are chanting Sham Nam in her ear. And she wakes up, well, where is he, where is he? As soon as she hears the name of Sham, she wakes up from her swoon and where is he? Then they take a garland which Vrindadevi brought. And they put it by her nose. Here he is. And she smells the fragrance, Radharani smells the fragrance of the garland which was resting on Sham's chest. She says, where is he? Show me. And then they say, actually, you know, then she comes to external consciousness and said, he's not here. You tricked me. But at least they brought her back from, she almost left in the viraha tap. They're chanting in the ear of Lord Chaitanya and he's rolling on the ground. Kantak Durgma Vane Anga Kshata Haila. Bhattacharya Kole Kari Prabhupada Sushtakaila. When Gauranga rolled on the ground, the sharp thorns on the ground injured his body. Shatta, shatta, anga, anga shatta. Kantak Durgama. Difficult to traverse because of the thorns. He was rolling on the ground, but it was full of thorns. Taking him on his lap, Balabhadra Bhattacharya pacified him. Amazing scenes, huh? The emotion, the poignancy of it all. Krishna Veshe Prabhura Prema Garagara Manna Bobo Kari Uti Karina Nartan. The mind of Mahaprabhu wandered in ecstatic love of Krishna. Interesting way to say it. His mind wandered in ecstatic love of Krishna. Krishna Vesh Prabhura. Mahaprabhu was absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna. Garagaraman. Prabhupada translates, disturbed. Prema Garagaraman. His mind was completely disturbed by the waves of Prema. Then he himself immediately stood up. He said, chant, chant, bol, bol. And he began to dance. It's like being thrown in the ocean by huge waves, and one wave throws you up on a beach. Hey, you stand up. I'm not being tossed by the waves. Relief. Bhattacharya say vipra krishnanam ghai nachite nachite patte prabhu chali jai. Being ordered by Gauranga, Balabhadra Bhattacharya and the Sanodiya Brahman began to chant the holy name of Krishna. Then Gauranga, dancing and dancing, proceeded along the path. Nachite nachite pat prabhu chali. Prabhura prema veshe deki brahmana vismita. Prabhura raksha lagi vipra haila chintita. That Brahman from Mathura, who was asked to be the Tirth Guru of Gauranga, he had only been with him for a short time. He hadn't understood who is this sannyasi that I'm accompanying. He understood he's a greatly advanced devotee, but now he's Vismita. The Brahman was astonished to see Mahaprabhu's Premavesh, the symptoms of his ecstatic love. Then he became very anxious, chintita, lagi, raksha, very anxious to protect the Lord. Who wouldn't become anxious? Rolling on a thorn. Ground is full of thorns. He's rolling on it. Dancing on the same ground with the same thorns. Nila chale chila jaiche prema veshe man Vrindavana yaite pate haila shatagun. Mahaprabhu's mind was absorbed in ecstatic love at Jagannath Puri. Well, this is in my first book. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Puri. But when Gauranga passed along the road from Orissa to Bengal to Bihar to UP, on the road along to the way to Vrindavan, that love that he experienced in Jagannath Puri increased 100 times. 100 times. Shatagun. 100 times in the qualities and attributes of that love. Took on 100 more characteristics, 100 times more. And we read about Gambhira Lila, of course that's later, but we read about the ecstasies that Lord Chaitanya is experiencing, Puri, Korma Chaitanya form. He becomes in his ecstasy of separation, Radharani feeling separation, Krishna Viraha. His arms go inside his body, legs get tucked in, neck disappears. Looks like, who does he look like? Jagannath. It's called Korma Chaitanya Rupam. But where are the legs of Jagannath? Where are the arms? Where is the neck? Just one big smile. Jagannath is one big black face with a red smile. Jagannath Swami Ki. Chakodara Ki. He's Chakodola. Chakodola means he has eyes like big discs. chuckle, like chakra. You know, chakra, Sudarshan disc. So his eyes are chuckle, chuckledara, chakadola. Is these big eyes. So this is the ecstatic situation. Now, on the road, now he left Puri, and he's thinking, where am I going? I'm going to Vrindavan. Vrindavan Gamana. Vrindavan Gamana. I'm going to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan Gamana Leela. I say, oh, I'm going to Vrindavan. Like Akrura. Knowing Akrura in 10th canto, chapter 38 or so. 39, maybe 39. He's going from Mathura to Vrindavan to collect Krishna and Balaram. And on the way, it takes him all day. It's 8 kilometers. It's 8 kilometers. And he has his huge chariot with 8 horses. 8 horsepower. And it takes him all day from sunrise until sunset to come to Vrindavan. Because he was seeing footprints and remembering Krishna and Balaram and stopping his chariot and falling on the dust and praying to the dust. He would stand up and fall down, stand up and fall down. That's Akrura. What is his rasa with Krishna? He's Sandipani Muni, no? We read the other day. Akrura is Sandipani Muni. I believe so. So his rasa is like Dasya. You can say Sakya, but too much, more like Dasya and Vatsalya, you could say. So now Gauranga himself, Radharani herself, she's going to Vrindavan as Akrura came to Vrindavan from Mathura. He was in such ecstasy. It took him 8 hours to go a few kilometers. Now, on the way from Puri, he hasn't even come to Vrindavan yet. He's in Bihar, Jarikhand Forest, etc. He's experienced 100 times more. Sahasraguna prema bhare matura dharashane lakshaguna prema bhare brahmena jabe vane. When Gauranga arrived before Adi Keshava in Mathura, his ecstasy increased 1,000 times. When he visited Mathura, 1,000 times more. Then, when he left Mathura and came to the Dwarasavan, Trasikosh Parikrama, then his ecstasy increased 100,000 times as he wandered in the forest of Vrindavan. So, we heard about some of his ecstasies, and later the author kind of explains, this is why he was like this, because his ecstasy was so great. He expressed it like this, and embracing the latas and the creepers and crying and rolling on the ground. Anya desha prema uchale vrindavanamam sakshat brahmaye eve se vrindavane. Anya desha prema uchale vrindavanamam sakshat brahmaye eve se vrindavane. Preme gara gara man Rachi divase, snana bhikshari nirvaha, karena abhyase. When Mahaprabhu was elsewhere, not in Mathura, not in Jagannath Puri, not in Vrindavan, South India, Benares, anywhere, and he heard Vrindavan Nam, that was sufficient to increase his ecstatic love. Just the name of Vrindavan became Udipan, a stimulant, an excitant to his Rati. His mind, Gauranga's mind, was absorbed in great ecstatic love day and night. He ate and bathed simply out of habit. Snan bhiksha adi nirvaha karina abhyase. This is his daily routine, abhyas, his daily practice, sadhana, abhyas. Every day he would go out, beg alms, some roti, some food, or his servant would go, or take some roots from the roots from the forest, or some trees, vanafal, some fruit from the trees, and then bathing was habit. He mata prema yavat brahmila bhara van hekacha likun. Sarvachana Jaya Varnan. This is the end. Yavat. Krishna's Kaviraj concludes his story. Thus I have written a description of the ecstatic love Lord Chaitanya manifested in one of the places he visited while walking through the 12 forests of Vrindavan. To describe what Gauranga experienced everywhere would be impossible. Vrindavane haila prabhur yateka prema vikar koti grante ananta likena tahara vistar. Ananta Shesh writes millions of books elaborately describing the transformations of ecstatic love experienced by Lord Chaitanya in Vrindavan. But he cannot describe even a fragment. I am simply pointing out the direction of these pastimes. Jagat Vasila Chaitanya Lilara Patare Yanra Jata Shakti Tata Patare Santare. The whole world, Jagat Vasila, became merged in the inundation of the pastimes of Gaur Lila. Lilapat. Inundation. One can swim in the ocean of Gaur Lila to the extent that he has strength. His Shakti. What Shakti is that? Gives his strength. Bhakti Shakti. Guru Shakti. Nam Shakti. What's that verse about the name? Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti, Vina Nahi Tara Parvartan. Praying at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following their footsteps. Interesting, this is the subject matter for the commentators on Shastra. They'll read a Shastra or read a verse. They'll say, Gauranga, this is I, Krishnadas Kaviraj, in describing the ecstatic love that Gauranga manifested, Ekatra, Bharavan Ekatra, in one forest in Vrindavan. So now the Acharyas, Rasik Janas, Rasik Vaishnavas, by the strength of their bhakti and their praying, Bhava Drishti, they will say, oh, do you know what forest this is, what forest this pastime took place in? Was it Talavan? Was it Madhavan? Was it Vrindavan? And if it was, and in Vrindavan, where would this particular thing happen? This and that. So they would be able to bring this out. And sometimes these points are revealed to the advanced devotees. But these are the points of curiosity for the commentators on Shastra. They say, oh, which place was this Leela? This Leela took place somewhere exactly. But Krishnadas Kaviraj is not telling us. He's keeping a secret. Because you can't, it's called Parokshavad. Parokshavad means Parokshavad. Indirect speaking. Not telling everything directly on the face. Some indirect thing. It's like a treasure hunt. Oh, I hid some treasure here. You have to find. Oh, where is it? Where is the treasure? So now, because if he just tells everything, then there's no curiosity in Shastra. Oh, it's all up front. But this is the Avahita Lakshana. Avahita Lakshana, Avahita means covered. The covered characteristic or attribute of Shastra. It's not all said. There's so much left between the lines. And we just read as it is and pray to this Shastra to reveal some of these secrets. So this is one pastime of Gaur Lila. This is the Prem Vikar Lila. Transformations of ecstatic love. So that would be quite a great fortune to be a witness of such a pastime, that lucky Brahmin.